Audio Gravity, 26th of August 2009. Good morning. It's still overcast, but at least we're alive. At least we've woke up this morning feeling alive instead of all depressed and down and irritable. It's a bit blowy outside. First link today is over on arsites.com. I found this through Chris Perillo, actually. You might have seen these augmented reality programs. Basically, what they are is a piece of card or a picture of something with a barcode on it. And once the barcode is introduced to your webcam, as in front of your webcam, it builds a 3D model on top of that barcode that's displayed on your webcam. So basically what it does is it, as you're moving around this piece of card, it fixes the 3D model to it. Now, what arsites.com does is it gives you a free desktop program. And I think there's one for the Mac now. Yeah, it was released on the 14th. And you can download certain objects. So you can have Tower Bridge. You can have Corinthus Towers in Prague. Eiffel Tower. There's tons of them. There's loads of them. And you download this plugin, this augmented reality platform. And you can then put a plugin as well for Google SketchUp. And you can print this marker out, literally present this in front of your webcam, and it shows a 3D model. Now, what's cool about these cards is that it's slowly going to get to the point where you can make your own cards and put your own animation and stuff on it. And I can see times when you can have like a demo reel or your profile or, you know, various things that you've worked on, client list or client demos. And that'd be quite nice, like a 3D wall of content. And that's coming really soon. So sooner or later, you'll literally be able to walk into a club or an event, present your card, and up comes all your stuff. I'm really looking forward to when that happens. Next link today is over on mintpass.com. It's a bit of a strange site because you don't really know what it does. I came across it through stumbling the other day and found this really cool little device. It's at the bottom left-hand corner. It's called Select, and it's called Mint Hard. It looks like a lollipop. It looks like an ice cream bar, if you like. One of the the hard ones that you get, which are mainly made up of not ice cream, but like ice, just solid ice. And it's got like a stick on the bottom, and then the rest of it is shaped like a lollipop on the top. And what it is a hard drive, external hard drive shaped like a lollipop, but then the bottom bit, the actual a stick, if you like, from a lollipop, is a USB stick. And then what happens is that you can use the USB stick for, you know, taking photos, storing stuff on it, and then you literally just take out the 8 gig stick at the bottom. You know, you're using that on something, you put it into the drive and it copies everything off it onto the hard drive, so you could use it for, you know, putting photos on, whatever. Now, I can't work out from this if it's just experimental, if it's going into full production. These are obviously concept art, but I really like the idea behind it. I like the idea of, you know, they've done a pink one and a white one, and they actually just look like lollipops. And it seems to me that a lot of technology is moving towards this very sort of organically shaped to fit in with our environment. And I just really like this concept art, so I'll be keeping an eye on Mint Pass. Next link today is grabaperch.com, a really little content management system. It's a bit strange to call it a really little. It's a bit strange English. But there's a lady on Twitter who have set this up as one of her products separately. What I really like is the fact that it's XHTML, XML4, HTML4, completely full markup control on it. It's got micro formats built in. Obviously, it's brandable. And she's only charging £35 plus VAT for all of that. There's no ongoing charges or charges for the client if you're doing it for a client. It's a PHP. And they've got this nice little video on the top which shows you walking through it, what they've done with it. And just really nice if you want something a little bit different from movable type or WordPress. This is a lot more simplistic, I think, in approach, but it's probably gives enough of the features that a client would want. Just go and check it out. Have a look through it. Have a look at the demo. I thought it was quite neat. Next link today is Blast, BLA.ST. This is very similar in approach to what I was going to do on Responder as one of the service rows, and that is to offer advertising. So if somebody is on your, if you're live streaming from your event page, and you know, you might have all your small content producer content that you've made on all your social networks, the 12 seconds, Flickr, all that stuff. But in your main feed where your live stuff is, obviously you're going to have pre-roll adverts and adverts as you're streaming. It was a cool idea to have a row underneath with adverts that people, friends in your social grid, could bid on. And so that you could say, right, for this weekend I'm flying to such and such, I'm going to be doing a lot of content, a lot of people are going to be watching the live stuff on the website, so there's going to be a lot of opportunity for companies or for people to see your friends' stuff, because they're going to have their own banner on it. And Blast is very similar to that, apart from they've gone a different way. It's a free advertising network, and you can literally just upload your graphic. I mean, it's cool. That it's in like a grid fashion. You've got loads of different categories as well, from businesses, websites, and blogs. And I think there's a paid socket, paid part to it as well. So you can literally say, I want to pay, you know, 2 cents or less a day for this, and it boosts your advert up a little bit more. Really simple, very clever. I mean, simple ideas. They're just, you know, that's the way to go. Next thing today: 12hoursinacity.com. 31 days of jet travel, 12 hours between flights, two friends, one incredible adventure. So how this got started: JetBlue, which is a plane flight carrier, yeah, a carrier in the US, offered this deal where they could have an unlimited travel ticket for $599. And I think it was a month, I think it's only a month that you're allowed to use it for, I think, I'm not sure. Or you're allowed to use it for 31 days. So they both bought a ticket and decided that they were going to travel around to as many places as they could, spending maximum 12 hours between flights. So this is happening September the 1st, I think. They're already starting to build up a lot of traffic to the site. They've done a rough draft on Google Maps of where they're going to be going to. And they start in 13 days' time. And it's going to be mad. It's going to be completely mad. Literally flying from one place to another, landing, spending a bit of time, then back to the airport, next place, next place, next place. I mean, like every 12 hours on the go, somewhere else, somewhere different. It's going to be epic. I'm looking forward to see how it goes. I'm looking forward to see all the content that comes out of it. And I'll be keeping an eye on it and, as well, to see what logistical nightmares they have, you know, with tech and the traveling around, checking in and all that stuff. Next link today, final link today, actually. You might remember The Office. There was a UK version and an American version. The UK version sold the rights, I think, to America for their version. There's a guy who looks very, very similar to the David, who is the main manager in The Office. I'm trying to think of his name now. Ricky Gervais. And so I saw probably about 3 months back a guy doing who looks slightly like him, but is very much like him when it comes to acting like him. And I've only just come across it, but they've actually started to do a few episodes. And they've got 6 episodes up now. And it's called The Factory, The Quest for the Perfect ERP Solution. And it's very deadpan, very much in the style of The Office. And I just hope it goes really well, because it's a real good shot in the arm for UK small content producers producing media. And I hope it gets picked up and goes viral. That's it for today. I'll speak to you later. Cheers. Bye.